The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, September the 20th. We've got a couple of really good topics to talk about today. Hopefully you're going to be interested in. Let's start first of all with Adam Saunders, Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture. You're here to tell us about the Harvest Hootenanny.
Yeah, we have our annual fall celebration, the Harvest Hootenanny, and it's on October 5th from 3 to 8 p.m. It's going to be located there at the Urban Farm. In Central Columbia, on Smith Street. It's just a block south of the business loop, right along College.
Yeah, I drove by your Auburn farm a couple of weeks ago. You got the chicken coop there.
Right, we've got the big sign there right on College, and our chicken coop there, our egg layers. So they're going to be part of the festivities with
the chickens
tours.
Are going to be part of the festivities?
Right, yeah. Well, they'll be part of the tour, and we have a bunch of games. One of them features the chickens. Drop, chicken plop. That's one of the games. We also have live
drop, chicken. What is that?
Oh, well, it's a game where it's interactive with the chickens. You have to come out and see. It's a lot of fun.
But the chickens are actually playing with the people?
That's right, yeah. Well,
it's called plop, plop, chicken flop, plop.
Something like that, yeah. But it's a great event, a lot of fun. Big Missouri meal. We have beer and wine. It's a fundraiser, so we have a live auction, silent auction.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of really great food and great local farmers and vendors that come out and give samples of their food. And we want to showcase what we do at the Urban Farm, talk about the education we do with the local schools and with people interested in gardening and the outreach we do throughout the community, helping people grow at their home and celebrate a good, successful growing season.
Now, last year you said you had about 1,000 people there?
Right, that's right. We had a big turnout. This is our fourth annual Harvest Hootenanny, so we're expecting over 1,000 people this year. Everybody tell your friends to come out on the 5th.
And you can handle 1,000 people or more.
Yeah, it's something we look forward to every year, is feeding that many people a big Missouri-raised meal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the date is October the 5th.
October 5th.
Is that a Saturday?
It's a Saturday from 3 till 8. And you can park if you're driving in just west of there in on the streets there. So come in from the west on Fay Street.
Okay. And everybody, is there a charge for it?
We take donations at the door, suggested 20, 10, or 5. But come on in.
So you take donations at the door. Suggestions are?
$20, $10, or $5. But if you come on in and check it out, have a great meal, and check out the silent
auction.
Whatever
donation you make, that includes a meal too?
That's right.
Oh. Are you sure 20 is enough then?
Well, we want to share it with as many people as possible.
Okay.
And
all right.
If you're out there, you can look online on our Facebook and see our auction listings and see what we have in store. Great stuff.
Adam, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
And the name of that game with the chickens again is?
Drop, Chicken Plop. So
I think I'm figuring out what that is.
You have to come out and check it out yourself. So.
Okay. Drop, Chop, Chicken Plop.
That's right.
At the Harvest Hootenanny, October the 5th. All right. Thank you so much. We're going to talk about food also. Slow Food Katy Trail, right? This is a special event, and I've got Bernadette Dryden with us and Dan Kipler. Good to have both of you here. What is Slow Food Katy Trail?
It is the Mid-Missouri chapter of Slow Food USA, which is part of an international organization started in Italy in 1989.
What do you mean by slow food?
Well, food that is meant to be enjoyed
slowly.
It's sort of the anti-fast food organization. Mm-hmm. And
That kind of fits in with their Harvest Hootenanny, too.
Yeah. Yes.
So how are you doing this, Slow Food Katy Trail?
Well, we're 10 years old this month. In fact, we get together for all kinds of events and activities. We're having an event, a fundraising event, September 29th out at Happy Hollow Farm. Mm-hmm. Big long table in the field, and Josh Smith from Les Bourgeois is going to be doing an Italian-inspired dinner.
It's a big long table in the field, and you're going to have an Italian inspired dinner. Now, what happens if it rains? Do you have a tent to put over that big long?
We have an alternate. We have Les Bourgeois restaurant as an alternate.
Okay, but you'd prefer to do it in the field.
Yes, we would. We would, and we're hoping it doesn't rain that day.
So that'll be September the 29th. Mm-hmm. Is that a Saturday?
Sunday.
Uh-huh. Okay. What time?
Well, let's see. Cocktails, I think, start at 3. We're taking a bus from here. So cocktails at 3:30 and farm tour.
And where is Happy Hollows Farm?
It is out near Jamestown.
Okay. All right. So anybody that wants to come, they ride the bus from Columbia out to Happy Hollows Farm. Mm-hmm. So that's September the 29th. Then what else have you got?
Well, we also do a farm to school program. And actually, we started that how many years ago? 5 years ago?
Six. This is our 6th year beginning next week.
Yeah, and where we bring a farmer into a school, and we introduce the children to maybe a certain product. Like a number of years ago, I brought a lot of different tomatoes in, heirloom tomatoes, talked to them about tomatoes, how to deal with them, how to taste them, and they then made a little salsa out of them.
Do you know Tim Reibach from...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Tim Reibach would be perfect for that.
He would be, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he would.
Yeah, we need to get him over there.
But we do that every month.
We do it every month, and so that's a real important program to us, and actually when we do our event, a big part of the proceeds will go to that program so we can continue to do that every month.
So that's taking farmers into the school.
Right.
Just in Columbia or throughout the central Missouri area?
In Columbia right now.
Just in just a few of the schools. It's a volunteer, all volunteer organization. So
okay.
We'd love to expand it to all.
Sure. So the fundraiser that you're having will help support that.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what else have you got?
Well, we're really trying to promote the whole concept of food awareness. We take it for granted so much, and that's the whole idea of slow food.
Yeah, we do. We take it for granted, and we have gotten to the point, many of us have, and I'm guilty of that myself sometimes, is that we eat on the run.
Right.
I remember, and I always go back to, I remember when I was a kid, and I try to do that, is you sit down at dinner time and you have your meal, no television is on, you're conversing and you're having a meal and taking an hour or so for dinner.
And when we do that, we develop relationships with our family. But what we also do when we do this is we begin to actually understand a little bit more and have an awareness of where our food is coming from. You know, if you're just dropping by a McDonald's, you never get that into your head. But if you're growing your own or you're growing from a local farmer's market or from a CSA, you begin to ask questions and you see it where it travels from beginning to end and how it impacts along the way.
You know, my nephew came out to my house several years ago and I was showing him the garden. And I was astounded. I had back then I had strawberries growing. And he's looking. So that's where strawberries come from?
Right.
You don't realize
it. Same way with tomatoes.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're out of time. But for more information, is there a website they can go to?
Yes. For the dinner, slowfoodhappyhollow.brownpapertickets.com. If you want to buy a ticket for the dinner, if you want to write to us, slowfoodkatytrail@yahoo.com.
Got it. All right. We're out of time. Tomorrow, Greenhouse Theater Projects and Walk Back in Time.